In Tableau 6, server manageability is a key feature. I'm here with James Baker, software engineer, and also Dave Lyon, senior software engineer. Seems there are a lot of new features in server manageability. James, could you kind of give us some of the new features?
Sure. Well, one of the major concerns of server manageability was frankly administering the sheer number of users that a lot of our customers have been growing to. The original code name of this server was Workgroup, and it really was targeted at kind of these small departmental level server installations. But as they've grown and we've grown and servers become more popular and more widely deployed in larger installations, those customers and us too, have been running up against the pain points of just of administering that many users. In addition, we've added a few other features. There's a role called content administrator, which it starts to divide the separation of concerns of system administrator versus user and content administrator. And a few other tidbits as well.
Dave, how does this change the amount of time and resources a customer would need to manage a large Tableau server implementation?
Well, it's a lot easier. Our experience with Tableau Public and having tens of thousands of users and trying to make sense of that has really informed the design coming out in 6.0. And so ordinary tasks, finding a user, you now just search for them. Before, you had to browse, and it was very clunky. Now it's very targeted. Oh, I want this user. Oh, there they are. Oh, I know their name started with J. Okay, well, there it is. So ordinary tasks are a lot simpler. Day-to-day operations are a lot simpler. I wouldn't count it in seconds. I would just say it's a lot more pleasant, and it just feels much more natural.
Sounds good. James, how large a deployment could a customer support with these new features?
We've really moved the bar forward in terms of number of users, a few orders of magnitude. So where before one might be starting to run into some growing pains at the 500, hundreds of users, we spun up a test server during the development of this cycle, and I created 50,000 dummy fake users to play around with, and we tried to make that pleasant, I don't know that anyone's running up to 50,000 users just yet, but we hopefully should have added those orders of magnitude. You don't want to design too many thousands of times what you're currently using, but I think we've got a good feel for the whole range of thousands here.
Well, earlier, James, you mentioned the content administrator role as being interesting. Can you talk about how that is different from a systems administrator and what type of person a content administrator would be?
Well, that division is just a start to recognizing a few of the different circumstances, the different environments in which server is used. It recognizes that a system administrator is not necessarily always going to be the person with the domain expertise in the rest of the, as far as the business is concerned. So the systems level, the IT person, for example, can be concerned with the management of the low level, the tweaking and the config settings, whereas the content administrator can then be separated now and just authorized to deal with adding and adding permissions to users as new employees come in and go out, and as the business requirements change.
Let me give you an example of that. You're a farsighted professor, and you buy a copy of Tableau Server, and you drop it on a server, a box you've got lying around, and it runs perfectly, and you never want to think about it again. Suddenly, everybody in your department wants to use this server, and you don't want to be burdened with that. You don't want to create the accounts. That's not your issue. You give one of your grad students this content administrator role. It's their problem now. You never have to think about that again, but you still control the server. That sort of situation.
Makes a lot of sense. It makes it... a great separation of duties. Dave, were there any design issues that you feel Tableau addressed in a very clever way?
Well, we moved from a purely browse metaphor in terms of searching for users and groups to a hybrid search and browse metaphor, where you can search for users and groups, or you can browse if you want. But we thought a lot about web applications and e-commerce. E-commerce handles lots of assets, right? You go to an e-commerce store, and there's millions of things that you could buy. And, what do? Well, you start buying them. Where do they go? They go to your shopping cart. And we thought, these operations we have on users and groups, it's kind of like e-commerce. We're picking things from a list. And later on, we're going to do something to these things, and we want to, this is a repeated action. We were search, select, go do something else, come back. We need a persistent selection. And so the shopping cart metaphor informed a lot of the design decisions where, that's a valuable metaphor. Now, you're not buying these users, at least we hope not, but there is a persistent selection, and it does make managing workflow a lot better.
So what was the most exciting thing, if you had a look at the development of the server manageability feature? What was the most exciting thing that in working on this effort?
It was either picking out the band names for the testbed server, because we had 50,000 users based on 50,000 rock and roll band names, or maybe it was actually making our daily life better trying to deal with Tableau Public. Tableau Public has been remarkably stable and just a joy to develop for, but at first, when something went wrong, we were called in, and we experienced the pain that many of our customers had experienced trying to deal with these large installations. And so making day-to-day operations pleasant was just a huge victory for the team and for all of our customers.
It makes a lot of sense being in Seattle with the music venue that we're going to be going to later at the conference. It sounds like it connects.
The band names came from Boston, which is another big rock and roll city, but it was fun to work with.
Okay. Dave, James, anything to add?
It was enjoyable in a certain sense. This may not have been the flashiest of features, but I do get a certain satisfaction out of each place that we would quash down and transform the experience from slow and waiting on so many users to just such a different more pleasant experience. So I get some satisfaction out of that.
Well, it's a very big feature, and I can tell you in the BI world, being able to handle hundreds of thousands of users is really key. So I really want to appreciate the time today from both of you.
Oh, thanks very much.
Thanks.